بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا أراد الله بعبده الخير عجل له العقوبة في الدنيا، وإذا أراد الله بعبده الشر أمسك عنه بذنبه حتى يوافي به يوم القيامة. We are still in this chapter of making patience, exercising patience, having sabr. And difficulties and hardships do come on a person, though we are also commanded at all times to ask for ease and comfort, and that we don't have difficulties. But the system of Allah Ta'ala is that difficulties and hardships do come to every person, every community, to the ummah at large as well. And if to combat that, to go through those difficulties, we need the quality of sabr. And for that, a person has to be prepared before time and builds within himself this quality of making sabr, of accepting that condition, knowing it is from Allah Ta'ala, and that Allah Ta'ala will reward one when he goes through that, fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and not doing or saying anything that is not proper for him to say. And Allah Ta'ala, the tests that come also are for various reasons, what we see that we are going through. One is because of the sins that we commit, and that is being referred to in this hadith. Otherwise, in our way, it is explained, when Allah wants to raise the stages of a person, then also Allah puts him through difficulties and hardships. So there are various causes for the difficulties and hardships that we face. So when it is on account of our sins, in this hadith, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدِهِ الْخَيْرِ. When Allah wants to do good to a person, he has committed sins, but Allah wants to do good to that person. عَجَّلَ لَهُ الْعُقُوبَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Then Allah gives him the punishment of those sins that he had committed here in this dunya. Now he goes through his pays for his sins. He goes through these difficulties. In the process, he's becoming pure and clean. And then when he passes away, he's gone to Allah Ta'ala in a very pure and clean state. And there then, of course, Allah Ta'ala will give him what great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So when we see a person in difficulty, we must not just take a negative attitude. And whenever somebody else is in difficulty, we should look at it that Allah is raising the position of that person. When we are in difficulty, we should take it is because of our sins. And a person cannot know absolutely that why am I going through this condition. The safe route for a banda always is that he turns to tawbah and istighfar. When these conditions come, and that Allah is pleased with a person, in spite of him having committed sin, now Allah is purifying him. How will he know that Allah is pleased with me? Is that he accepts it is from Allah. He doesn't start fighting. Some of us, we even fight with Allah Ta'ala in that condition. We are fighting with other people, but we accept it that it is from Allah, and I am happy with that. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has given a beautiful test for us to see that in which situation are we in. That when difficulties and hardships come and we turn to Allah in dua, then that is a sign that Allah is pleased and Allah wants to bring that person closer to him. On the other hand, وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدِهِ الشَّرْ. And when Allah Ta'ala has decided the bad for a person, and he has committed sin, and Allah Ta'ala has decided bad for that person, أَمْسَكَ عَنْهُ بِذَنْبِهِ. Allah Ta'ala holds back any punishment for that person. In fact, he sees that his dunya's life is even going better now. First he had financial problems, now he's got a lot of finances. He had health problems, now his health is very good also. Now that he has got more finances, he goes more into guna. He starts doing all more wrong things. While he did not have money, he did not commit gunas. Now that he's got more money, he's committing more gunas. Also, when his health was not good, then also he got saved from many sins. But now that his health is good, he starts committing also more sins. So that is a difficult, a very sad condition of a person. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, has also explained this very beautifully. He says that when Allah wants to punish a person, then if that punishment Allah sends in the form like a person has become paralyzed, has become disabled, etc., this is a lighter form of punishment from Allah. Because normally in that, a person turns to Allah and he makes tawbah, istighfar. And a severe punishment of Allah when we are sinning, we are disobeying Allah, that Allah gives us more of dunya. Health is being very good, finances are going very well, we are very comfortable, we are very happy, and we are living a carefree, sinful life. Full of sin we are living, and we don't turn to Allah. Such a person many times doesn't think of the masjid, doesn't think of making namaz, and he is very happy. In fact, he will make more zulm on other people also, and he thinks that he is all right. But Allah has kept all his punishment for the akhirat, which is much, much more severe than a person can ever imagine what it can be in this dunya. So when Allah Ta'ala desires that for a person, Allah holds back his punishment from that person, difficult conditions from that person, hatta yuafiya bihi yawm al-qiyamah. Until on the day of Qiyamah, then Allah gives him that punishment. And that will be too severe. We cannot even imagine what that terrible punishment will be. So a person shouldn't get too agitated, too excited when difficulties and hard conditions come upon him. He should turn more to Allah, make more dua to Allah Ta'ala, and he should realize, this is my own doing, I brought it upon myself, and make tawbah and istighfar and come closer to Allah. By that, in that means, a person comes closer to Allah instead of getting distant from Allah Ta'ala. And if only outward good conditions are coming and a person is not turning to Allah Ta'ala, is going further and further away from Allah Ta'ala. So to understand all this, a person also has to devote his time to meditate on this. He has to apply his brains also. Otherwise, when we don't do anything of that, and we just carrying on, we don't realize what is happening with me, why am I going through these conditions, etc. May Allah in His mercy save us from all difficulties and hard conditions. May Allah be pleased with us, and may we fulfill the commandments of Allah under all circumstances and conditions, so that Allah is pleased with us, and may Allah save us. We cannot take one little bit, or if Allah has to test us in any way, we should also make dua that Allah does not test us in any way whatsoever. Without testing us, that He makes us successful. May Allah guide us to righteousness.